I don't think my whole family, I know my mom says she's really good at languages, but I think that's like my friend Rebecca saying she can speak French.
Angela, she can't. You are not good at languages. You can order a white wine and the bill.
No, but like, I think that's fine. My friend Rebecca honestly thinks that she's fluent in French. I know she listens to the pod, but like, you're not, like you're not.
I can translate a few L vegetables and cooking things in French, like champignon, mushrooms.
Yeah, or just champagne.
Or, well, yeah.
Anyway, I just don't think I should bother with Duolingo.
I will.
Because I just don't know.
It's another fucking thing I've to pay for.
I just think it's just not my skill set. So I'm just going to like be like, that's okay. I'm going to let everyone else do that thing. And then I'll just be surrounded by people, other people who could, like, I went to France. It was very embarrassing. Me, James, Clem, Amy, Tara.
Love that drink.
I love that drink, that champagne. Clem is fluent in French. James is fluent in French. Amy is fluent in French.
I didn't know about Amy.
Oh, that's, she did French in business.
Fuck them.
They all are full on fluent.
So just you and Tara.
I just look like a dope. Yeah. Tara was really trying. I was like, I'm not even going to embarrass myself.
No, I wouldn't try. I wouldn't try now. No. Not when I'm around them and they're like.
They were having full on conversations in French.
No, not for me. I was going to say something.
This is a funny colour, isn't it?
It's a little bit dark.
This champagne. But I like it.
Now, when we say champagne.
Bottle. You gave me the old bottle.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Probably the end of yesterday's bottle of champagne.
When we say champagne, yes, it is champagne, but it's only €22. Now I say only €22.
So expensive.
It is expensive, but like
for champagne, like you might as well be drinking a bottle of Moët.
You may as well.
Do you know what I mean? But it's like it's cheaper.
I think it's tastier.
It is tastier. It is. Yeah. Things that I need to talk to you about. So it has been a week and a bit.
It has been a week and a bit.
It has been a week and a bit. It's actually been a week since we last recorded.
Do we need to start
recorded.
The pod though?
Oh yeah. Sorry, we do. It's time to start the podcast. We're here. We're queer. Here. We're queer.
We're buying you no beer.
Ew, gross. Although I did. Remember I drank 5 pints there a few weeks ago. Yeah, I'm with Rebecca. Did I finish the story with Rebecca? Rebecca's very good at lots of things. Mainly drinking, smoking, and being a very good friend. And when the more drunk she is, the more she believes she speaks fluent French. Oh,
that's like when I'm drunk, I feel like I'm a Latin dancer.
Yeah, you do feel like you're a Latin dancer.
I haven't done that in a while.
No, it's been a while. We've lost our Latin vibes. Yeah. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah, the baby's here.
The child, Penny's here. She is getting very demanding.
She's getting very demanding. And also, I had a fright this weekend. As we found out, she's actually 9. Now, I know you wouldn't know that by
she
looking
looks like
at her.
A little bebe.
She looks like a little bebe, but she is 9.
Yeah.
And you can have whatever you want, baby, because you're my baby.
Yeah, but there's something new that she wants that we don't know what it is.
Yeah, she's trying to communicate us.
Yeah,
she's
like, she wants socks or she wants food or she wants a treat.
Yeah, it could be because I put the food in that bowl and she doesn't like the ting-ting.
Yeah, she doesn't like that. But also, I do think it's to do with you giving her secret treats all the time.
I don't give her secret treats.
But there's treats here that we've never given her treats and now you start this treat mentality.
Sorry, why are those flowers in that vase like that?
So I was recording an ad and I did get some flowers, but like, I don't know how to do flowers. So I had to put them in a vase. I knew you were going to comment and see that they have to be fixed. They look absolutely atrocious.
He has put like a 12-foot stem into the shortest vase known to man. Listen, should you put that in content?
You just see me, so I knew it didn't look good. So you just see me like stripping them and putting them in, but you don't.
They were very lovely.
Yeah, I did trim that. It was a nice thing for
did
me to do.
Did you trim the base?
Yeah.
45 degree angle?
Yeah.
You did not.
I did.
Okay.
I've seen you do that. I don't understand it or why I'm doing it, but
it
I did do it.
It takes the water up into the flower.
Well, there you go. But yeah,
Bit of bleach in there?
No.
No. Okay.
Can we also just take a second for the fact that I bought you flowers?
You bought me flowers.
That was nice.
I buy you flowers.
And now look, he's giving out to me because I didn't arrange them well. So a few things I need to discuss.
Yeah.
One is, I just feel like in the last 3 weeks, we are officially Like, so old. I don't want to go anywhere. Don't want to go out. Don't want to drink.
Welcome to my world.
It's so weird. Like, literally, we had what I'm calling an old man weekend on Saturday.
We've been on the go, though.
Yeah, I feel drained. Literally.
You haven't been well as
sat in bed. Yeah, I think I'm in recovery. Mm. Friday night, what did we do? I also can't remember last week. Friday, that's another old age thing.
For some reason, I can't remember what we did on Friday night. Oh, I do. I cooked dinner. No, that wasn't Friday night.
I don't know what it was.
I don't know what we did Friday night. Who knows? Welcome to amnesia.
Saturday, woke up. I stayed in bed. I did not get out of bed until I think, now, to be clear. No, actually, I didn't do anything and I don't care. So
you read your book?
I read my book until literally 3 o'clock, finished my book, which...
And then you watched Housewives.
Watched Housewives. Then I got up and did shower at about 3 o'clock. Woohoo! Mm. And then pretty much got back into bed.
Yeah.
Went to the shop at one point. No, that wasn't Saturday. That was Sunday.
And I did the garden.
Paul did the garden. I did.
It looks good. Nothing. Now from here.
And then, yeah, we didn't go out at all on Saturday, did we?
Nope, we didn't. Well, I went to the gym, went to Woody's.
And then on Sunday, we were having like an at-home date day. So we had a plan that we were going to have like breakfast in bed. We were going to have champagne. Yeah. We were going to like have some chill time. And then we were going out for dinner yesterday day. Now, caveat, I've had a massive row with my family this week. Just going to put that out there. Just going to say it. We had a big fight this week.
I didn't know if you're going to say that.
It's all been very stressful. There is nothing worse. Nothing worse than a family feud. I don't know what it is, but like it just feels the ickiest of all icks.
And
it's horrible. Be careful what you say here. Like,
when you're a Rogers,
yeah,
you all have a point of view. Everyone has
correct.
A point of
view. We've been raised well to have our
you
own
all
opinions.
All have your own point of view.
We do.
I will say,
go on.
I have never been more delighted
yeah.
to be a Kinsella Dowling because we have very little drama now.
Well,
we had a lot
great?
Of drama growing up, very little drama now.
Well, aren't you great?
So I was really enjoying not being involved.
Well, can I also just say?
And I love everyone in your family, so I don't want to be involved.
Well, can I just say?
But I love
that,
you.
It's and only I was your because biggest supporter. We adore each other that oh, it is that we like
and you are insanely close.
Yeah, we are very, very close. So therefore,
like, as we've discussed on the pod, they have a video call nearly every 2 to 3 days. Sometimes it's multiple times in a day.
I will say my sister just video called me while we're recording. Yes. So I just tell her I'll call her back later.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, so then yesterday evening I wasn't in the best form because I was like,
you're a bit sad now.
I was a bit sad. I don't like fighting with fam. No. Don't like it.
You don't like fighting at all.
Hate it.
Whereas I'm happy.
I think people think that I'm like, I don't have an issue with conflict. I'm quite happy to speak my mind, give my opinion, but I hate people who won't bring things to a resolve. I'm like, we
and
all
leave you
have
there
to,
festering.
I hate when people leave things festering. It just, it doesn't feel nice for anyone.
One thing I will say about you is whenever you have a Barney with anybody, you have a Barney, but then you go into, okay, so how do we prevent this from happening again? Or what can we do? You become very pragmatic.
I'm a very pragmatic person.
And you just become very solution driven. And I think it's also because of your job.
But also, I also think that I am pretty good at just being like, right, we had that route, we disagreed, you said sorry, I said sorry, we're good, let's move on. There's no point in like,
everyone
continuing to feel shit about
it. I love a bit of drama.
Oh, I can't.
I know, but some people do love a bit of drama.
Okay, so yes, so we had a very lazy weekend. We didn't do a whole lot. Had a nice day on Sunday. We did drink champagne all weekend. I really think everyone should do that.
Now, you say we as if we were...
We had a bottle each day.
We are having a...
Bottle and a half.
A bottle and a half each day. Two bottles a day. Over the course of the day.
Mm, it's lovely.
It's a very leisurely... Some people go out and drop hundreds of euro on a night out. We drop 80 euro on 4 bottles of champagne over a weekend.
And can I just say... As the wise woman once said.
Who's that wise woman?
Let me finish the sentence and you will hear. turn your troubles into bubbles.
Oh.
As we know from the lovely
Lisa Potter Dixon.
Well, no, it's from Champagne Problems, but
oh,
yes.
Sorry. Okay.
It is something that me and Lisa live by. So yes, so we had a lot of champagne. Not a lot of champagne, we had champagne. And then we have been going to sleep, I swear to God, at like 9:30. But here's the clincher. What's going on in the world, right? I have supplements coming out of my yin yang, right?
Literally, you really do.
I am taking every supplement known to
man. I think you've 6 tablets at the minute on the go.
Yeah. And like I've checked with my doctor, you know, there people are like, oh, well, if you're taking too much. Now, these are all things that I have been told to take based off my blood work.
And you're taking individual, you're like taking vitamin D separate, vitamin B12 separate. Yeah. If you're taking like a multivit, you need to be careful then what
I
extra
need
things
200,
you take.
200, 2,000 somethings of an IUD. Is that a thing? Yeah, UID?
Yeah, unit daily allowance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. Anyway, have to do that, a vitamin D. Have to take a little B12 under my tongue. I have to take it all. It's absolutely white. I have to take folate. I'm supposed to not. Anyway, listen, I'm taking all the, my point is taking all the supplements that come out of my yin yang. And then I'm going to sleep. Fell asleep at 9:30 yesterday. And I woke up this morning and feel like I'm so wrecked.
Yeah, but do you think you're getting too much sleep? Like that's 12 hours. But no, it's not.
It's 10 hours. It was up at 7.
There's always a nice, there's an in between. There's an in between.
Yeah, but like that doesn't happen all the time. But like,
did you wake up much?
A bit.
You need to take that magnesium stuff. I'm going straight through
the night. I just can't do magnesium.
Yeah, the magnesium glycate.
One more person says that to me. I've already done magnesium glycate. It doesn't agree with my stomach. If I have to say it one more time to you, I swear to God. Paul is just like, just take magnesium. I'm like,
you're welcome.
I have done all the magnesiums. I've done all the things. But basically, my point is taking all the supplements, getting loads of sleep, and I still feel like I am slowly dying. So, welcome to 40.
But I find as well, you haven't gotten into your fitness routine back again.
Yeah.
And I think that goes into a whole cycle then.
I know, I'm trying.
Do you know?
I ran to
the
shops
ran today.
I know, but it's hard.
But you also haven't been able to because you've been sick.
I know.
So it's not something to beat yourself up with, but you're out of that cycle of
And I also,
endorphins
I'm trying to
well.
Not beat myself up as well because like, as much as I'm not doing my like 6 runs a day at the moment, like I ran 15K with Amy last week and 15K the week before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just on like a random fucking
But
Friday.
You've gone from like 6 to 7 days a week of doing stuff to nothing because you've been sick.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, what is more exciting, apart from us getting old, is that other people are super young. Namely, my niece Lily. So something very exciting has happened.
I know.
She's doing her first proper, like she was in a ballet school. It was a disastrous ballet school. And
it really
she got out
wasn't
of that.
Good.
It was terrible. And then basically she's in a new stage school, which is super cute.
I have a question though.
Go on.
Do you know, like we knew about that ballet school.
Yeah.
What does the normal person think about that ballet school
listen,
when they're there?
Does it really matter? Like they're going, it's a good discipline to do things.
Okay,
we're just like that.
You want the best.
Trotters are not trotting. Do you know
what I mean? They weren't trotting. I mean, if your ballet teacher doesn't have ballet slippers or shoes on, I'd question that.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things. Me and Paul obviously did ballet, which is why we are so... Like,
it's funny because like
we also did to a certain level. It's not like we were in like a
no, we
a,
weren't
like,
in the Royal Ballet and we weren't in the little child school. But I feel like when you're doing ballet at such a young age, the teacher should be to a certain standard, shall we say?
Yeah, I agree.
They can hurt them. They can hurt themselves. They have to be careful.
And also, like, it's not just about hurting themselves. Like, you want them to have a good standard.
Have a good standard. Have a bit of
a bit of je ne sais quoi. Anyway. Point in case is that Lily is doing her first like theatre show in Drieucht where I like spent all my young life like
you're like
doing
reliving
shows,
through her now.
Reliving through her now. She's going to the stage where I did like one of my first big shows there when I was a child. And also I worked in the theatre for many years as an usher and as front of house. Met a lot of my friends there.
Yeah, you've amazing friends from
Drieucht, like from Drieucht. Amazing friends from Drieucht. Like my I was taught to drink in that theater. I don't know if I can say that. Anyway,
no, it was a different world. Like,
yeah, it was a different world.
Such a different world. Like doing shows up in even the Civic, and you'd have a little lock in, or in the Gaiety back in the day when the green room used to be open.
We were talking about that the other day.
And then you'd go into the nightclub because there used to be a nightclub in the Gaiety. Like, those were some of the best days ever.
Yeah, God, do you remember the Gaiety nightclub?
Yeah.
Oh my God, wild.
And they used to play a show, a film on the screen, and people used to be doing ball things.
Oh yeah, there used to be a film in the film
in the theater. Yeah.
Oh yes, you
Ham Shanks going around.
Paul. Oh my God, who said Ham Shanks the other day?
And a TV it was very
show.
Funny,
wasn't it? On a TV show.
Oh, it was Vivian.
Yeah. But yeah, we Lily is going to do her show.
Sorry. We segued.
They sent out a list of makeup products that she needs.
Now this
is hilarious.
Gagged me because back in the day when we got a makeup list, it was
Pan stick,
cool. What was it called? Cool beige.
Yeah.
Or toasted almond or something.
Toasted beige or toasted cool beige. Almond or something. Anyway, you know, we all know the pan sticks, right? But basically, like, it was literally just a bit of pan stick that literally just never settled on your face, just kept moving around. And everyone had it to their jaw.
Yeah.
And then never their neck could be a different color. Anyway, they sent out a list, right? Let me just read out the list of things that you had to have. For a 6-year-old, right? So, and I've done a TikTok on it, and I know that people are going to read me for it, but I'm like, this is what they have said, right?
This isn't you saying you need this.
Girls' makeup. Also, they have a boys' makeup section as
Okay, let's go into the boys' and men's.
Well, I only have a screenshot of the girls. So basically, my sister sent this to me, like, here, I need all this shit for Lily, right? So, light foundation blended onto neck. Right.
Oh, very, very, very good.
Brown eyeshadow.
Yeah.
With no mascara. Now, I find that problematic. But I understand we don't want to put mascara on the children. They are 6. She is 6. So no mascara, brown eyeshadow. She's to have some blusher with a shimmer on the cheeks.
What?
Yeah. She requires a shimmer on the cheeks. She also needs a pink lipstick and a light powder to set. Now, I can't see the boys.
I've texted her.
I think it's just light foundation and a powder, I think, is all they need. But yeah, that is what she needs. So what did I do?
Oh, you went OTT.
So I'm actually going out to do her makeup for her on Saturday before the show, right?
Yeah.
So I am going to, I gave her foundation. I gave her.
What foundation did you give her, Mark?
Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk Foundation. To be fair, the reason being is she's super pale and it's the palest foundation that I have. But it's like fucking 80 euro a bottle or something, right? So then brown eyeshadow, I gave her Sculpted by Amy Bare Basics palette because that's the only thing I had with the brown eyeshadow. Blusher, she has a Giorgio Armani blusher.
What?
The new season pink, can I just say? The new spring season pink. Shimmer on the cheeks, she has a Charlotte Tilbury highlighter.
She's 6.
Pink lipstick, I found a mini Charlotte Tilbury lipstick, which was just adorable. Plus a NARS pink lip, which I thought would just be a little more brighter for her. And then she needs a powder, so I only had a Charlotte Tilbury translucent powder to give her. She's gone away with about 500 euro worth of product. And I put it, oh, sorry, I gave her a brush set as well. She's 6, guys. She's 6. Like, can you deal? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's what was going down.
But obviously she's not allowed to bring this makeup in with her.
So it's supposed to be done before she goes in. So apparently she has to have it for rehearsals on tomorrow or Thursday. So mom is doing tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I'm going out on Saturday for the big show.
Okay, I'm raging. I'm missing it, but it's my brother's birthday.
I know. I'm raging. I'm missing your brother's birthday.
I have the boys. The boys is a light foundation, a setting powder, and a small amount of blusher.
A small amount of blusher on the boys?
Small, but not a scrap of mascara, though.
No mascara for any of them. Aww. No mascara. So yes, so that is Lily's fabulous bag. I'm going to put a TikTok up to see what people think because I do think it's very funny.
I'd say some people will really go for you now on that.
I have prefaced in it being like, just to be clear, I am fully aware this is ridiculous. And also I am not saying that 6-year-olds should be wearing this makeup. But this is what she needs for like her
stage
show. This
is what someone else gave me for
and
stage
also,
show.
Like, this is also like, I'm her gunkle. Like, I'm her uncle who's gay.
I mean,
who is surrounded by beauty products.
All
Why
I'm gonna
can't
do,
I spoil her?
You have set her up to fail when she goes into the real world and she has to buy her own Charlotte Tilbury or whatever.
She will never have to buy her
and
own.
She
never
is. Now, I will say, I do see this for Lily. Some sort of pampering thing in her future, even as a side hustle, because she loves bringing us up to the spa.
The little spa.
And she gives us like a lovely little facial, and she puts the creams, and she does. She's so soft as well. She puts like a little dab on your face.
And it's very,
very
good. She's very, very good. Yeah. But yes, that is.
Can we talk about the video that you sent, that you got sent?
Which one?
Of her and her cousin.
Sorry, Lily is like, because obviously she watches my, on her mom's phone, she watches my social media all the time. She's obsessed with, she only really likes us when we're dancing, by the way, and or if I'm doing weird transitions.
This is a very, like, this has been since Lily has been a baby. She'd always go to the phone and go, Marky Polly.
Yeah.
And she'd watch us doing the dance, all the COVID lockdown stuff.
Yeah. So basically she now is like taking my sister's phone. She took my sister's phone, went to bed with her friend, her cousin actually, Emily. And they recorded like a 4-minute video basically talking about their day in the life, like doing a talking to camera video. Lily's like, okay, let me talk you through my day. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
She's like, so we went to a birthday party today. Really good. It was great fun. Sorry, Emily's just going to go to the toilet. I'm just going to tell you what's going on. I was like, oh my God.
She was in charge.
But like, it's totally like, it's just the world I live in now.
And I just love, do you know what I loved watching that? How confident she was.
Super confident.
Like really
very confident and comfortable.
Confident in herself.
Yeah.
It was really, not saying that she needs to go out on social media and do this. This is great for the family. This is cute for the family group to see. Like what we would have done it with camcorders.
Oh my God. I loved, I had a band.
Remember you'd be putting on a show whenever people.
Now my poor sisters, I felt sorry for them because I got like, karaoke thing for Christmas one year. My sisters were tormented because they had to be in my band.
Yeah.
They were like, they were literally like 3 and 4. And I was like, you're beating out of time.
I know.
But they were,
I do.
My mom used to dress them in the same clothes, even though there was a year, exactly 1 year between them. They're Irish twins. My mom used to put them in the exact same clothes. So they actually looked like they were my backup dancers. It was stunning.
I do love the story. Of when yous were all in the dance show, but Jenny didn't make the troupe.
Oh God, this is, do we tell this?
Yeah, go on, tell it.
So basically,
I love it because it was so like.
So basically,
there it's was, your unit, like.
So basically, we were in a stage school together, and basically, Jenny was the first one to go into the dance school, right? So Jenny was the first one in, but Jenny's quite shy. Actually, technically, probably the best dancer out of all of us, but was a bit shy, like didn't have as much performance element to her.
And I'm right in saying Jenny would like to not do the dance, but sit and watch everybody.
She used to watch it for a while before she'd
and then
do
it. And she'd do it perfectly.
Yeah. She used to learn it watching.
Now, nightmare for a teacher because you're like,
can that child do it?
Will that child do it? Because not every child is like that. Mm-hmm. You teach the same 1-2 step and they're like doing the wrong foot.
So then me and Julie decided to join the school. And basically, obviously, there weren't a huge amount of boys. I like very much enjoyed it and was like getting into it. So like they put me in the advanced class.
Right? Of course they did.
But basically just because they needed a boy.
A boy who can dance with
boy
nice
who can
feet.
Dance. They were like, let's go. So I was doing all the things. Julie was like super fucking cute. She was so gorgeous. Like Julie as a child looked like a little cherub. She looked like Lily, right? So she's like a little cherub, little blonde with like gorgeous curly hair. So basically when it came down to the show was like... the show was like, there was a billion kids. I don't think you're allowed to do it anymore. But there was like 700 kids or something in the school and they were all in the show. You know, they now there's like health and safety. You can't.
100%. And you need to have a certain amount of chaperones to, chaperones to
kids. Anyway, this is a really long, it's a really long story, but to keep it short, basically they pulled together a core group, which were a group of like, say 50 kids who had like certain parts in the show that had to be in every show. And then all the other kids would alternate between like, some kids would do the Tuesday night, our team A would do the Tuesday night, team B would do the Wednesday night. Anyway, me and my sister Julie were in the core group. And basically Jenny was put in like one of the alternate groups. So she was only on every second show. And mom was like, that is so unfair, which I agree, but obviously Jenny actually was the one who was in the school longer. She was probably better than the rest of us, but basically they put me and Julie in the core group. Anyway. And
also, I'll say as a parent, that's a fucking ball ache. Like, you're there either every night or you're not, or you're there.
Not fair.
No, like, it's not.
Kids don't understand.
You shouldn't do it.
Anyway, my mom went up and was like, right, what's the story? What are we going to do with this? Because obviously Jenny needs to be in the core group. She has to be in every show because it's not fair because her brother and sister, da, da, da. And they were like, well, no, unfortunately, and mom was like, absolutely fine. And basically she knew that they had me in every single thing. Like, I was in everything. I was in every class shows.
You're a child worker.
I was child labor. I was singing songs and all in the thing. I sang Razzle Dazzle.
They had
some man, Eamon Toll or something. Anyway, I sang Razzle Dazzle. And basically, my mom was like, that's fine. I'm actually just going to pull Mark out of the show. Mark and Julie are just not going to do the show anymore. So that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
And you can put Jenny in every second night then. Yeah. And Mark and Julie aren't going to be in the show at all. Well, they obviously shit themselves. It was like 2 weeks beforehand. And then Jenny, the next week, told Jenny, so you've been put in the core group. Yeah. So Jenny's on every fucking show. Yeah. Telling you, don't mess with Angela Rogers. Don't mess with that woman. But yeah, anyway, that was a fun time. Funny time.
Mad though, isn't it? Like, I know. But like, as a cook, from being involved in doing shows with Jill and stuff, like, you have to be really aware of that. You can't not.
You have to have kids.
And also, the amount of scheduling, if you're a parent who has kids that go to this, the amount of scheduling that goes into those shows, like, don't ask for different days. Do you know what I mean? Like, because of stuff like that, because you're always trying to find the family group that goes in there, and then you're trying to get the costume that match Paul versus Mark. There's so much logistics.
A lot of logistics. Well, listen, we're talking about our childhood and about how we're old now. So I thought it would be good for this week's Blow Up or Glow Up to actually talk about things that happened when we were young. Would we glow them up or blow them up?
Oh, I love it.
Let's get into it. Okay, welcome back to the Glow Home. We are talking about Glow Up or Blow Up, and we're doing a special edition, which is about things that happened when we were young.
When we were young. Adele song, favorite song.
Oh yeah, that didn't sound like it. No, but yeah.
Well, like backup singer.
Yeah, okay. When we were young. Okay, yeah, it just didn't sound like it, but that's okay.
Thanks so much for that feedback.
But things that I think, like, obviously the world has changed quite a bit now, right?
Yeah.
But I think there's some mad things that happened when we were young that I just think, I was actually talking to someone at an event, an influencer who was at an event this week. And obviously she was substantially younger than me. And I told one or two of these stories and she actually thought, she was like, whoa, like, what age are you?
Really?
Oh, she was genuinely like, hold on, this feels like a different time. I'm like, it actually was. And it was actually terrifying to me. There's one of the stories I'm going to tell on, I'm going to do a TikTok story time on it because I just think it's so hilarious. But one thing, I don't know if you ever did this, but one thing I was able to do when I was younger and that we did often was my nan used to send me around to the local shop when I was like 8, 9, like around to Joe Malone's shop in Coolmine. He had a coal thing.
Oh, is that?
Joe Malone's, yeah.
The Malone's.
Yeah, yeah.
Who my mom knows.
Maybe.
They were in the nursing home with them.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But basically they had a shop and basically I used to go around with a note from my nan saying she wanted 20 John Player Blue and I would buy her cigarettes and her thing and I was allowed to get a pound's worth of
cough sweets
or jellies.
Do you remember?
From the things, which honestly
Penny
today.
Jellies.
Yeah, but they were like, honestly, the hygiene, they were in those big jars. Can you imagine? Couldn't do that today.
No. Penny jellies.
Yeah, penny jellies or cough bottles were my personal favourite. And
where are they?
I used to just give the woman a note and she'd give me a box of 20 cigarettes at like 9 years old.
That is wild.
And you used to be able to do that anywhere. Like, see, I used to go down to like Winsworth and do the same.
There was no smokers in our family, but maybe we did it with Lotto.
My nan smoked a million a day and she gave up because she got diabetes. She got diabetes and she had to stop smoking and like lose loads of weight and everything because she got type to diabetes. And basically she gave him cigarettes. And she said to us for all of our life, she was like, now if I find out I'm dying tomorrow, I'm going back on the fags. She's like, I don't care. She loved smoking. She loved it.
I think maybe my Auntie Hilda gave me a note going up. Mm. I do remember notes going up to get stuff.
My nan also one time when she was like younger was put on a weight loss tablet.
Sorry, this, I think we've spoken about this before. She's put this on a, blows my mind.
She's put on a weight loss tablet and she like was basically couldn't sleep anymore, was up all night and was cleaning the house from top to bottom, scrubbing the floors, scrubbing the skirting boards, like gone mad. It was speed. These give people speed as a weight loss drug.
Yeah, well, speeds you up, doesn't it?
Wow. Wow. She didn't sleep for fucking years. Didn't work.
Sorry, so we're glowing. I'm going to glow that up. Like that.
I think there's
iconic,
a glamour in it.
There's an
a glamour
iconic
in it.
Moment in time.
Yeah. Like, you know, I think what I'm glowing up now is that times were a little bit more innocent.
100%, because you as a 9-year-old or me as a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old, we were going up to get, there was novelty in going to get the smokes for that person. Whereas now they're trying to smoke at that age.
Yeah.
Do you know what
but
I mean?
But also I think like what's the worst thing would happen? You stole one of the cigarettes and had a little puff. Like today the concern is heroin. Do you know what I mean? It's just slightly changed.
Yeah.
People
dealing in schools. Like,
there you are. So I think we're glowing up the innocence of that.
Sorry, can we take a moment?
Blowing up cigarettes and smoking, though.
Blowing that up. But can we take a moment?
Yeah.
For glowing up the old school sweets. Oh, God. The cola lollipops. Remember the cola lollipops?
Yeah, I think jellies had a different consistency.
Jellies did have it. Yeah, but imagine what was in them. Jellies had, do you remember the foam bananas? Oh my God, the big foam bananas or the foam ice cream cones?
I used to love the proper old, you know, the chalky milk teeth.
Oh my God.
Chalky ones.
Delicious.
Yeah.
And they'd be in that big tub as well, full of chocolate, whatever. Everyone's hands. And remember like, is it a Percy Pear ice pop? Is it a pear ice pop? Oh my God. And
do you remember the milk? What was that foot? Freaky foot?
Oh,
it was a freaky foot.
Yeah, I think it was a freaky foot.
Freaky foot.
With a chocolate toe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a wibbly wobbly wonder.
We loved a wibbly wobbly
wonder. With a jelly insert or jelly inside.
Yeah. Wibbly wobbly wonder. Very good.
Like,
times are just better.
Like, we're glowing all them up. I'm sorry. I went over to the shop to buy you some chocolate because Mark likes a sweet treat after. And it's like, it's only like a square of chocolate that he likes. But a bar of Cadbury's was $2.50 for an 8-piece of Cadbury's, which I thought was
wild.
Like the price of shit has just gone like insane to another level. I bought an ice cream there as well, and it was like $4.80 for an ice cream.
That is wild.
That isn't it?
Just checking, how much was a Cadbury's chocolate bar?
I remember they used to be, I remember when it went to 120 and I was like, oh Jesus. And then I feel like in the last 2 years, it's really like moved.
Just picked a random year, right? To see. Oh my God. In 1994, a Cadbury's chocolate bar was 10p.
Isn't that disgraceful? 250 now.
That's what, talk about inflation,
like,
kids.
Like you wouldn't get penny jelly now.
There's no penny jelly anymore, Polly. No penny jelly.
And I love them penny jelly. I'd be fucking, I'd be like a hamster funneling them into my cheeks.
Were you a fat kid?
No, I was a very, very skinny kid. And then I went into my teenage years.
Mm. Oh, then she could put on the pounds.
So someone said to me recently, I bet you were a former fat kid. And I was like,
what? I don't think you've ever
Why
been.
Why did you say that? No, I wasn't.
Yeah. No, there's some it's like we had a diabetes house.
Yeah. We weren't allowed. We had never tasted until I was like,
I will never forget one of our first.
Yeah, I remember
times going over to your mom's house, and I think they offered me a cup of tea or something, mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yeah, and I'll have a sugar, please. And the looks for the sugar came out.
We were like, we didn't even know where the sugar was. The sugar
came out and it was fucking rock solid. Yeah, because they don't...
We don't use it.
You don't use it, yeah.
We're a sugar-free household. Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry. So glow up for all old school. Remember a wham bar? Or yeah. a Dan no, bar, Desperately Dan.
Desperate Dan.
You'd break your
teeth. Or a macaroon bar.
I loved a macaroon bar.
I loved a macaroon. So good. Oh. We should have done a bonus just on old school sweets. Okay, so playing on the street when we were younger was a different vibe to, I think, what it is today.
Well, yeah, I don't feel... Well, now, like, we're on main roads, so we don't see kids playing
But, like,
around.
I don't think it's the same. Even on Julie's, like... Because like there's such fear now, which I totally understand. Like yeah. It was probably completely reckless what was going on when we were kids. We were kicked out of the house at 5 o'clock.
Oh, you wouldn't come home until 10 come or home 11. At 10
and no one would have any clue what's going on with the kids.
What was happening? Yeah.
Like you'd go out, you'd be playing kick the can.
Yeah.
You'd play knickknacks.
Yeah, we talk about, I have a story about knickknacks. So I remember one of the houses we lived in. So our house lived on a main road and I would play.
Your house lived on a main road?
Yeah. House lived on a main road. It lived on a main road. What's wrong with
Your
that?
House was on a main road.
That one, yeah. And there was houses behind. The Ivy Gardens were behind. And there was a friend who we used to play with. And at the back of her garden, we had created a hole that you would uncover and go into the field onto the back of a rugby pitch in Guinness's grounds.
Wow.
And we'd be gone for days.
Yeah.
Days.
Yeah, never days.
Known. Not even, we wouldn't be in the garden, like Ivy Gardens. We'd be in the pub.
Yeah,
grounds,
we used to climb over the wall at the end of our cul-de-sac. We were in a cul-de-sac in Kirkpatrick.
Yeah.
And basically there was like a massive field there. And there was a farmer. It was a farmer's ground.
Down the very back of Kirkpatrick.
Yeah, the very end.
Oh, well.
It used to be fields. And there was a farmer. He used to climb in. And he had a pellet gun. He used to shoot us. He used to shoot at us. And one or two people got like shot in the ass by this farmer who's trying to get us off his land.
Bet you enjoyed that.
Can I just say there is not one square of farming land or green to be found there. It's apartment after apartment after apartment. When you think, like, when I was a kid, that was all fields. There was no other houses there. Anyway, furthermore, to my story on knickknacks. I did a knickknack when I was 11 or 12 on a neighbor. He was the fucking weirdest neighbor ever. He was such a fucking weirdo. Anyway, of course, we had done one or two knickknacks. I think I hadn't been out and I didn't realize that someone had already done a knickknack on his door. I went and did another knickknack on it, and he was waiting behind the door.
Oh, fuck, he got
right?
you.
So he opened the door as I did the knickknack, right? And then he came running after me, right?
That is terrifying.
Right, get this, right? Like, think about this in today, right? I'm an 11-year-old child. Yes, I did a knickknack on your house, but like, it's not that serious. Stay chill. I come running out, so I run and start screaming. He grabs the scruff of the neck of my top and drags me into his house and locks me in his front room.
That is terrifying.
I was like, but you know what's so funny? Because it was a different time.
I would have climbed out the window.
I did think of it. I was like, I never thought that anything sinister was going to happen. Nothing sinister did happen. What did he do? He called my parents.
Okay.
Who lived next door. It was literally our next door neighbor. Yeah. And basically he called Angela my parents. Rogers. But the thing was, which mom has told me years after, mom was like kind of laughing at the whole thing. She's like, he's a fucking psycho, like no big deal. But I do think mom was a bit funny about it. Turns out mom and dad had been drinking in the house all day. She was absolutely locked. Got a call to say, collect your child. And she had to like stable herself to come in and collect her 11-year-old who was after getting caught doing a knickknack.
My knickknack story.
Go on.
We would go on an L holiday with my nanny back in the day.
Love it.
To Lourdes.
Don't love it.
So anyway, we'd go to Lourdes on these pilgrimages. You'd go and there'd be all these, I don't know, there was some sort of club and they'd all go and they'd all know each other and there was a hotel. Anyway,
was one the club night, called being a Catholic.
No, it was probably like called
the Rosary,
Club Christ or something. You know, anyway, I have such vivid memories of it, and I really enjoyed it because, like, my aunties would go with us, and we would stay. But my nanny and granddad, I would stay with my nanny and granddad, and my aunties would stay in one room together. And I used to get to stay up late with the aunties, thinking I was deadly, like having an orange juice downstairs with them. And one night, I don't know what, I think there was boys involved. On their side, not on my side, don't worry. And then the idea of knickknacks came up. So we did knickknacks in a hotel full of OAPs.
On their hotel room door?
On their hotel room door, running up and down the corridors.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of iconic.
It's great.
Hope you said it in confession and did a decade of the rosary for forgiveness.
Never, never. But I really enjoyed that.
I just think today it's very sad that there's like, not that same vibe of like the kids in the community all together. Like I had loads of really good friends from my road, whereas I don't think you really hear that anymore. Like kids who are like, I know there's like play dates. It's probably a lot more sensible and safe.
I think certain,
with that, like certain things you miss.
I do think certain like cul-de-sacs or housing estates have it, but nowhere near as frequent as what we would. Remember I kicked the can? That was one
Kick
of my
Can
favorites.
Was such a good game. Don't even remember how you play it, but
so they count.
Yeah,
someone counts, and then they turn around.
Yeah,
and then you have to get to the can before they see you.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, so playing on the street, I'm glowing up.
Glow it up.
I'm like bring it back in a supervised, safe way.
I mean, well, yeah, no, there's too many kid catchers here.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we're in a different world now. So you do.
In a gated community, you're fine.
In a gated community. If you have a gated community. No, but I think there's like, there has to be a safe way to do it. I do think like play dates are nice and stuff, but like, how can we expand it? How can we invite more kids from the community? And next one for me. Payphones.
I used to be a call card collector.
So yeah, there was like.
I was a call card collector.
Yeah.
I had loads. I used to swap them in school. I used to love call cards.
Yeah, so there's like a thing. I
wonder
have,
where that book went. Bet you my mom threw it out.
Call cards were like a kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
But like
the Michael Jackson one. There were certain ones that were like cool. There was a Lear one. There was like an Irish specific one.
Nice.
Yeah.
I used to, like, when I was 12.
Isn't that mad?
Like, go down to the payphone. We had a payphone at the end of our road. And I used to go down there to call my girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to call her from the payphone.
Hi, babe.
Hi. Yeah, I used to get my call card. And you get the, like, you have 1 minute remaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Wild. But the funniest part of the call card situation is that obviously payphones were like, they were like a thing. They were how people like weirdly communicated when you weren't at home. Like a payphone was like.
Remember they were white and they had the orange headset.
See, I just remembered the Aircom ones. You know, they were like had a blue thing
when they did the revamp. Yeah.
Blue and orange, I think. But anyway, I was sent to boarding school. I'm not sure I've mentioned it before. But basically, there was no mobile phones back in the day. This is the thing that I was trying to explain to this girl at this event the other day, this absolute beautiful fetus, right? I was like, oh yeah. I was like, oh, when I was in school, when I was first sent to school, like we had no mobile phones. She was like, what? And I was like, no, like it's not that I wasn't given a mobile phone.
They
did not exist. Like they weren't in existence. Like there was just at the time those like
until second year
car phones were. Car phones were a thing.
Car phones.
It was an actual wired phone in your car for businessmen. Mm. And like you used to have this massive aerial on your thing and it was an actual wired phone in your car. I don't know. My dad had one in his car. Because of his job when we moved to the UK. But then, and I was obsessed with it. But then like there was one, the massive big, like, you know, the Saved by the Bell.
Oh yeah,
mobile phones with the massive things.
Yeah,
but like no one had them. They were so expensive, and like they couldn't do anything. You couldn't get service on them anywhere because the world wasn't set up for them. Anyway, I go to boarding school. My mom and dad are living in the UK. I am a 13-year-old by myself, sent with a luggage tag on an Aer Lingus flight because you could do a thing called Young Flyers, and I Arrived to the school, my mom has given me 2 bags of coins for the payphone for me to be able to call her. And basically, I go arrive down after my first day, like in a country by myself. I mean, it is my country, but I was by myself. There was no one else there. And it was a card phone. So I couldn't call my mom, right?
Awful.
So I didn't call my mom for 3 weeks. Imagine me going off to a new school.
Yeah, Angela, you need to have good hard lesson. Talk to yourself. There. Well, 3 weeks she did, is too
she
long.
She did get a bit of a lesson. No, she was frantic. She was trying to call the school. But yeah, basically, because I didn't have a card, like,
and you couldn't even get out to a shop to buy anything.
I was fucking a child in a boarding school. Couldn't do anything. They didn't sell, pay, whatever they called. Phone cards. They didn't sell them in the tuck shop. Tuck shop was the only thing. Call cards. Tuck shop was the only place to get in. The only thing they sold there was fucking Maltesers. That's a
fundamental flaw.
Fundamental flaw in the system.
Betcha, but at that time, I bet you could only buy a call card from the post office.
Get them down. There was a Spar down in Castleknock Village, but you...
That's very far away though from you.
Well, we had to. We were allowed once a month, the nurse would do our outing on a Thursday evening. We'd be walked down to Castleknock Village. This was our outing. Walked down to Castleknock Village, which was like a fucking 10-minute walk. Walked down. We were allowed to go into the shop to spend some of our little euros. And then we would come back. We'd go to the rec, like our little recreational room. And they'd put on a movie or the TV for an hour. And then we'd be sent to bed.
And she got a full day's paid leave.
She was absolutely delighted with her life. She used to go in and get a bag of chips.
I'm sure she did. Yeah. And a kiss off
treat somebody. Treat herself. Anyway, payphones. I think bring them back. I think there's a certain fabulousness about them. They're kind of chic.
They're not. No, they're...
There's no need for them now.
No.
There used to be cards in there for call girls.
They just...
And sex lines.
They just ruin them. Like... You've seen all the payphone things are all okay, smashed. Fine,
blow them up.
You can't have anything nice because there's girders out there.
Blow them up. Next one for me is obviously we then moved into the 3210 Nokia world. Everyone used to just play games on their phone all the time because text wasn't really that big a thing. Like as in it had just started to be a thing. Mm. And like you were very restricted. You got like 100 texts. In the month with
your credit with Meteor.
And everyone was obsessed with playing Snake. Should we bring Snake back? It did come back a little bit. It became cool for a minute.
I loved Snake. Yeah. I loved Snake, but I liked Minesweeper. I could get Minesweeper.
What was Minesweeper?
The one where you have to check if
the bombs. Oh,
that was on PC. That was on PC.
Yeah, I'm like, stop making shit up.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Snake. Anyway, I think we should bring Snake back.
Glow sorry. Up. Don't move so quickly. Games back in the 90s. Sega Mega Drive.
Yeah, I had a Sega. What's
SNES?
You
know you had a SNES Nintendo. You were a Nintendo boy, weren't you?
No, I also had a Sega Mega Drive before then.
Oh, look Sonic at this the Hedgehog. Posh bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog. I had one of them when I was in the
UK.
Sega. Yeah. With the cartridges that you shoved in.
You had to blow them.
I was very good at that.
I'm sure you were.
Yeah, I definitely blew a few cartridges.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. You dort.
So what else did I play in that? Mainly Sonic. Super Mario Brothers?
No, that's SNES.
I then got a Nintendo with Zelda. I remember Zelda.
Yeah. Like
anyway, those games.
Those games. And even you couldn't even save. So like you had to either keep it on all night or... You just had to restart it the next day because there was no saves. So you couldn't. Yeah. You had to. And then there were some games that would give you a password to get through to the level that you finished on.
Stunning.
Zombies Ate My Neighbors. That was a really good one that I loved.
I have no idea what that is.
Street Fighter. You're really rushing past this part and I'm really enjoying it.
I'm not really into it.
Nostalgia.
Blow it up. something else that... I just don't know that it exists anymore. Sorry, Enya from the agency has just messaged me.
Okay.
What's going on? Oh, yeah, fine. Sorry, she's just telling me I screwed up an ad yesterday. I have to repost it tonight. She's just telling me I can do that. But basically, something that I just realized, like, does this happen anymore? Did you have this thing in school where, like, maybe 3 times in your existence between primary school and secondary school, you were called to a hall and you had to get some form of vaccination?
Yep.
Or like bloods or something done.
I remember
in school environment.
Yeah, I remember. I remember very clearly. I think I was in. So I went to Loretto in Crumlin, And they used to have, it was an all-girls school, but they used to have a junior.
You the only boy?
No, no. In primary, for junior, middle.
Yeah.
There was a middle infants and then a senior infants. You would have mixed. And then after first class, they'd have gone.
You'd have to leave.
Yeah. You, well, apparently you grew a penis then, so you had to leave.
What's the point in that?
So, but I remember.
Do they still do that?
I don't know. I remember. In middle infants.
But why would anyone put their child in that school knowing they have to move them in like 2 years?
For ease. I mean, like, and it wasn't as hard
that is fucking stupid.
To get them into a school as it was, as it is now. But I remember very distinctly getting an injection and then being given a sugar cube.
Yeah, sugar cubes.
Like, to think about it now, an absolute, I liked like the sugar a sugar cube. Cube.
I like to see I didn't get sugar at home.
Oh,
so
Jesus Christ.
Now, can I also just say, I'm guessing they don't do that anymore because I think people are like, well, one, I think everyone just gets all their vaccinations at the start.
Maybe,
now.
Yeah.
And also I think there's like controversy around vaccinations. So I don't think it's as simple to be like, they literally just herd us all like sheep. And literally,
oh, there was
just
no
like,
opt-in or out then. You
I think
were
there
just,
was. There had to be permission. Because I remember, basically, I was an absolute fucking wuss in school when it came to that shit. And I'd be like crying and all.
I remember in secondary.
Like, I now opt. I go to a doctor to get 100 injections on my face now. I'm like, give it to me.
I did get an injection in secondary. I can't remember what it was for. But I then got very weak. You know me when I'm...
Oh,
I'm,
no.
I need to go home.
Full production.
I'm
full
very weak
production.
And I could make myself go very pale. So then nobody could tell. Or well, people would be like, he's pale, he needs to go home.
Yeah, so vaccinations in schools, I'm presuming we're just blowing them up, but they're just gone. But I just remember that it's a thing that
probably
we used
very
to do.
Handy for parents, so get it all done in school.
Yeah. I don't know if my parents even know what injections I got back then.
I used to have the Holy Trinity.
I still have it.
The Holy Trinity on your, I think I do. Like, you have to wonder.
What were they doing?
What were they doing to give you a little triangle?
So I don't think that happens anymore, does it?
I don't know.
Maybe it's like we were being branded, as in like
branded.
You've had it done.
Slave.
My last one is communion and confirmations, right? Now.
We're in the money. We're in the
so
money.
So I think they've, like, I know I never really took it serious from a religious standpoint. I don't think my family really
absolutely.
Did either.
The only most glamorous part of it was taking on the name.
That was quite, well, it wasn't glam for me.
Why?
Because once again, I was odd.
I was Paul Anthony Andrew Kinsler.
So I did my confirmation in first year of secondary school. Because I wasn't in Ireland for sixth class because my parents moved to the UK.
Oh, here we go.
So when I went to first year, I had to get confirmed with like four other boys in my class who had not been confirmed. We were in a Vincentian school. So we all had to take the name Vincent. We had no choice.
Is that why you're Vincent?
Yeah, it's so gross.
I had no idea.
Mark John Vincent.
So we actually both have had very weird confirmation because I... couldn't make my confirmation in
were
the school.
Sick.
No, I was in a Protestant school at the time. Because I, ladies and gentlemen, was a chorister. I was specially selected and I moved to St. Patrick's Cathedral Choir School as a chorister.
Is that because you were being bullied?
No, that was after that. Thanks so much for bringing that up.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Anyway, yeah, so it was Protestant school. So there was a number of us who didn't... We there was no religion of it. Well, there was religion, but we didn't partake in it. So my mom brought me back to the school that I was in up until second year to do my confirmation with them in sixth class.
Well,
I had to go to classes with my, again, because my mom worked on the funeral and wedding circuit. She knew a few old priests and Father John. Used to give me special lessons.
Sure he did.
No. Genuinely, I can say he was an absolute gent.
Great.
No crazy craziness.
Well.
Even though, if there was some crazy craziness, Father John was a looker back then. Back now he isn't, but like he was then.
All right.
And yeah, that's how it got confirmed.
Well, can I just tell you, nowadays I feel like it's quite a glamorous affair. Like, I mean, I know it was nice back in the day. Now, my communion outfit was ahead of its time.
Not,
I do feel like,
about the religion now at all. It is about your outfit. What are you wearing? Head to toe.
And
tell me.
Like, full production.
Full production.
Like, parties.
Yeah.
Like, bigger.
Oh, there's photo wall. There's everything.
Like, yeah. How glamorous. Like, we went to...
It's a thing now that parents have to get the house painted.
No, we didn't. We went to the halfway house on my communion. And everyone sat, and we had one large table, and I was obsessed with, and I still have it. I actually found it the other day. My communion book. Mm-hmm. I was obsessed with it. It was like a pearl white effect on the outside, quite glam. So for the whole lunch, I went around and read people prayers,
of course,
and asked them for money for the prayers.
Yeah,
I wanted to know. It was a business.
Do you remember your outfit?
Yeah, I wore a green silk. Like bomber sports jacket.
Wow.
With a...
For your confirmation.
No, for my communion.
My gosh, you rebel. My mom was a complete rebel.
I then wore like a green, like a light green shirt with a colored, multicolored tie, like red, blue, yellow, in all these like little speckles. And then like a black pant and a shoe.
Wow.
Oh, I was
surprised because green was not a color back then.
No, like, it was like a crushed satin. It was stunning.
Because mine was, we went to Jas Fagans. Shout out to Jas Fagans. I don't know if they're still there. On Vicar Street, just down from Vicar Street, off Mead Street. I had a green, like a deep green blazer.
No blazer, no suit for me.
And my ears, my poor ears, they used to stick out quite a bit.
What happened? How did you fix it?
No, they just kind of came back. But there's a photo of me in my... Auntie Rita and Uncle 80s. Brian's garden in Mead Street, and I'm there like this. Hiya, in front of their fountain.
Actually, now that you say it, in that picture that you always share of you and your Auntie Hilda's pearls,
my ears are really quite prominent. I didn't have to get them pinned back.
Oh, that's brilliant. Maybe you don't even remember getting them pinned back.
No, I didn't.
Maybe you were put
asleep. I'd remember that.
That is all my Gloper blow ups for this.
Remember all the cash we were young. Used to get?
So much, well, I think they get so much more cash now.
Oh, so much more cash now. I remember for my communion, I got €650. And then my mum took some of it and put it on a holiday. I'm like,
well done,
you
Susan.
Little bitch.
Well done, Susan.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did with mine.
It was probably the holiday that I got Game Boy on because Connor fell very sick. I was in hospital.
Probably bought like a camcorder or a fucking something. I was always wanting some gadget.
Surprise. You're the same
nothing's
now.
Nothing's changed.
You haven't wanted a gadget in a while.
No, I have an itch. I have an itch.
See a doctor for that.
That is the end of this week's Glow Up or Flow.
Isn't our garden looking nice? It's starting to look nice.
I believe in your vision. I just want it to become practical. I want us to actually, it to be something we use. That's my feedback.
Well then, anyway, look, I'm not bringing that up in the pod.
Well then what?
Like, we probably need to buy like a proper heater for out there and...
No issue. Yeah. Let's do it.
Proper heater and probably a canopy of some description.
Anyway, what we're watching, what we're wearing.
What are we watching? What are we wearing?
Hey, we don't have a jingle. We should have a jingle. Very in short, I went back to Hydro Tint as a base and I forgot how much I fucking love that thing. Did it for foundation files. I'm really enjoying foundation files because I'm trying things that I know and love but haven't used for a long time.
Right, I have a challenge for you.
Oh dear.
I want you to do your next foundation file on something that you would never pick up.
I already did that.
What was that on?
Estée Lauder's Double Wear.
No, on something else. Like, we've talked about Double Wear before. I want you to pick, like, something that's shit.
Why, though?
Take a shit.
Is that useful to anyone?
Take a piece of shit foundation.
So, on this week's Foundation Files, we are checking out a piece of shit.
Do you know what, actually, you should look at? Maybe a foundation for... Like an own brand foundation. Is there any own brand foundations?
I don't even know what that means.
Like
a Dunn Stores Foundation?
Yeah, like just like, do they have their own version of like,
no, there's like,
so hey, for instance, Aldi have Lacura. Is there a Lacura? I'm not saying they're shit, but is there a Lacura Foundation?
I have no interest in that.
But maybe some people are wearing it.
Maybe. Like, and therefore mom, they can request it. I am going to try.
I love my mom, but she doesn't wear that much makeup.
I'm going to try the number 7, which I think is nice.
Well, so yeah, stuff yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Maybe go into Rimmel. Get a Rimmel foundation. Give that a go.
Okay.
You should. It's foundation. No, here
there's lots of very good foundations from Rimmel and feedback. Maybelline and lots of things.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Just,
you know, I always say I love, like, I enjoy when, because it's like the thing that covers the majority of your face. It's like the number one product to get right. You should always invest in a foundation, and then all the other things you should do budget. But I do think there are some really good budget foundations out there. So feedback taken on board, Paul. I will do that. Thank you so much. I also have my Shark Glow fucking thing that I haven't used yet.
I am waiting.
I know. I'm just
for a facial.
But you know what it actually is? Sometimes this happens when I'm so excited about something, I'm afraid to get into it. I'm afraid it's going to be disappointing.
I want that sucky thing. Get that sucky thing there.
It's not a sucky thing. It cleans your pores.
Well, get it out there.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I'm going to give that a go.
Yeah.
We have been watching lots of things online. We spoke last week about Love Story.
Mm. One thing I will say is Lacura, the Aldi brand, have brought out
We're going back, are we?
Sorry. Well, you didn't ask me if I'm wearing
You might just explain we're not talking about Love Story now.
No, we're not. You weren't listening to me.
That's what it was.
They've done a version of CeraVe. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's great, in fairness. I've tried it twice and there's some patches now on my skin that have been more dry than what it would have been before.
For me, CeraVe is budget.
Yeah.
Like it's a fair price point. I don't know why you need to dupe.
I know. I just seen it and I was like, oh, I'll give that a try. And I noticed, you probably seen me yesterday, actually. I was kind of looking at something on my arm that was very dry.
Very dry human.
Yeah, I am quite a dry
human.
Very
dry human.
It's very funny. If I try a face mask, I would say literally in 15 minutes, everything on the face mask is gone into my skin.
Because you don't moisturize.
No, I do.
Not consistently, no, Polly.
There's Penny. I thought she was there. Sorry. Now on to what we're watching. Let's go.
Oh, you're ready for me.
I'm ready.
Okay,
now.
Great. Thanks so much. So, one, Love Story, we finished it. Fucking loved it. I bawled my eyes out.
They were just so in love.
So in love, but also they were like a real
and
love story.
Love
is complicated.
Fuckers.
But also, love is complicated.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
So, there's
it was,
that.
It was actually a gorgeous watch. I recommended it to a few people.
Yeah. I'm sure everyone has watched it, but if you haven't, I do recommend watching. It's really lovely. The Boyfriend, we have spoken about it a few times. It's based in Japan.
Yeah.
And basically it's Japanese men all
in a room, a bit like Big Brother.
It's basically gay Love Island meets Big Brother.
Married at first sight, except they don't marry. We're lucky if they even kiss.
And they're not, it's not at first sight and it's not blind.
It's not blind. It's actually nothing like that.
Yeah. No, but basically, they're all put in a house together and they're supposed to fall in love. Anyway, this season, controversial on episode 8. So let's just remember, first season, 8 weeks in. No one even kissed each other. In episode 8 of season 2, there has been a full-blown kiss and a relationship has started.
Full-blown. Yeah. Do we know if they're...
They said they're together.
Did they tell everyone afterwards?
No, they told. They came back and announced to everyone. He wrote the letter to him.
He's very off and on. He's up and down.
Anyway,
left and right.
It's the most boring TV show in the
world. I'm kind of though like stuck on it.
It's very like monotone
and chewing gummy.
Very
like, you
chill.
You can sit there and just.
Anyway, for some reason, we're 8 episodes in. So like, I just can't stop. We have to keep watching.
And there's 15 episodes. Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah. I can't talk about this anymore because if you're not watching, this isn't exciting for you, but we've been talking once or twice about a thing called Paradise. We've gotten through season 2 and that's all I have to say about it. We got through it.
It was difficult.
We got through it. Yeah, I'm not thrilled. I'm not there.
I watched The Witcher end to end. Really disappointing with season four. It, if you didn't watch it or you're interested in it, it didn't really go anywhere. I hate when a season doesn't go anywhere or it leads up to something but doesn't finally get
there.
Couldn't
pay me to watch that.
Yeah. And I started The Boys is back. So I watched episode one and two. Episode one was okay. Episode two was shite.
So here's the thing, the problem I think we have with this now. Mm. You are actually quite niche in the things that you like to watch.
But there could be a few people out there.
Yeah, two. And here's the thing. I think you are going to have to, for this section, start watching like the trending big Netflix things.
Oh my God.
That's what everyone's watching and wants to hear about.
Okay. We watched Manosphere.
Fucking hell.
That was
terrifying.
Like the most, the scariest
thing. I love
Louis
Theroux.
Oh, I love him. He's incredible.
He is.
The scariest thing for me was actually grown men walking up on the street to these guys and saying, "You are my idol. You are incredible."
So the most disturbing thing was
that was
them
terrifying.
Like finding a gay man and like organizing a hookup with him. And then when he arrives,
they beat the shit out of him. Yeah, like that man needs to.
And did it all on a live stream.
But he's been in jail since.
Ticky-tucky. What a fucking stupid name as well, I would say.
His mom beats the shit out of him.
I hope she does.
Like he was a disgusting human being.
They were all disgusting.
Do you know, I find, and it's really weird, I find the Americans easier to listen to because they don't come as cross as so greerish as the English guy did. I'm not saying that I agree with it, but I found the English guy a lot more threatening. That, and maybe that's the problem, because these people can manipulate you into how you think.
Oh, I thought they were all equally disgusting.
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, I don't know what
I'm saying is I found the English guy extremely aggressive, whereas I found the other two weren't as aggressive and more manipulative.
I feel like what you're trying to say is, hey, Jess Tiki Chucky was like physically aggressive in how he did things.
Yeah.
Whereas the others were just like emotionally abusive.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Scary shit.
It was fucking scary shit. I can't believe that's the world we live in.
It's not everywhere, but it is everywhere, Paul.
It is everywhere. Mm. So I'm so glad we've ended on such a upbeat tone and moment. We are encouraging all you gals, because you're all in and around our world and our life and our age, to have an old person weekend, which involves not moving from your house, involves watching lots of crap TV. It involves, now you got to save up €80 for four of your
champagnes
from Aldi. And then read a book,
watch a movie, do nothing. Also, rewatch old movies.
So this is quite embarrassing. So I, you know, the book I really enjoyed, I read Binding 13. And I loved it, really enjoyed it. As in, like, there's some very dark moments in the book, but overall it was like a really compelling read. I put it up the other day, and loads of people have messaged me being like, oh, my daughter loved reading that. And I was like, oh, that's nice. Like, what age is your daughter? Yes, they're doing their leaving cert.
Yeah, you're reading.
Yeah, I'm reading like literally adolescence books. Yeah. But honestly, it's a very compelling story. I very much enjoyed it. And like, it's like heated rivalry, but like a straight version. Like there is a there's a compelling love story.
I
anyway,
read those books actually.
Ends on a cliffhanger, and I'm furious at myself. I forgot to get myself the next book today.
Oh shit!
So now I still don't know what's going on.
Tomorrow? You can do it tomorrow.
I'm in the office tomorrow. Yeah, I could get it done. Anyway, that's all from us.
Thanks so much for listening.
Love you guys. We'll see you guys in the next episode.
Love you. Bye.